And a good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. This week, sitting in for Eric Johnson, I'm Mick Kerr. Well, yesterday morning, the Environmental Protection Agency gave us the big tease that by that afternoon, they would be having a major agricultural announcement. Well, they followed through, as they said it will allow farmers to spray crops with weed killers based on dicamba sold by Bayer and other companies after a U.S. appeals court blocked sales in June. EPA reapproved for 5 years Bayer's Xtendimax, BASF's Ingenia, and extended an approval for Syngenta's Tavium. Environmental groups have sought a ban on dicamba products, arguing they harm nearby plants and wildlife. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed over the summer and ruled the EPA had substantially understated the risks related to the use of dicamba. Its ruling also blocked sales of Ingenia and Corteva's Fexapan. The EPA's decision invalidates the court's ruling, experts say. George Kimbrell, legal director at the Center for Food Safety, says rather than evaluating the significant costs of dicamba drift, as the Ninth Circuit told them, EPA rushed reapproval as a political prop just before the election. Well, Bayer and farm groups, including the American Soybean Association and American Farm Bureau, praising EPA's decision, which will impose a June 30th deadline for farmers to spray dicamba on soybeans, a July 30th deadline for its use on cotton. Farmers will not be able to spray dicamba within 240 to 310 feet of areas where certain species are located. The EPA will also require that users mix dicamba with another product, a pH buffering agent, to prevent it from drifting away. Good news, yes. Certainty for the next year's growing season, yes. But environmental groups say they will appeal. Yesterday at the National FFA Convention, eight winners of the 2020 Agricultural Proficiency Awards were named, and we've got a South Dakotan and a Minnesotan at the top of the heap. Paige Stuber of the Academy for Sciences and Agriculture FFA chapter in Minnesota developed her first research project using milk, compared casein bioplastic engineered from cow's and goat's milk, and determined that cow's milk provided the greatest yield. Hunter Ide of the Gettysburg, South Dakota FFA chapter got the Animal Systems Award. He conducted research projects built around state fisheries production challenges and investigated how iodine affects the mortality of salmon eggs. Congrats to those FFA members. The National FFA Convention, 93rd annual, continues today and tomorrow virtually. North Dakota has a National FFA officer candidate who's made it to the finals, Billy Lentz of Rolla, North Dakota. We wish her lots of luck, and we'll hear from her tomorrow morning here on Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.